There's a certain feeling that some women will trigger in you men, especially when you're dating again after divorce, separation, or the end of a long-term relationship. That feeling is going to be very intense. It's going to be very all-consuming, might even feel a little addicting, or it's going to light a fire in your belly or maybe your heart that you haven't felt in many years. And so that means you just can't stop thinking about this woman. You feel really elevated or really high when she gives you attention or you get that ding on your phone from her. And conversely, you'll probably feel quite low or distant from her if she pulls away or doesn't respond for a while. And so what happens is you're feeling quite hooked, you're feeling quite anxious, you're feeling really excited, and maybe even obsessed all at once. And here's the thing, most men, most women that get into this position will interpret this feeling as love. We think, wow, I think I might be in love with this person. We think that this is the chemistry that we've been seeking for most of our lives. And we think that this means that it's a really rare connection that we don't want to lose. But I want you to hear something clearly from the start of this video, this podcast, in case you choose to not listen to the end. That feeling isn't love. It's activation of your nervous system. And while it doesn't mean that this relationship or woman that is creating these feelings, it doesn't mean this relationship is doomed, but it does mean that you should not be committing, labeling your relationship, or locking it in while your nervous system is in fact dysregulated. And the truth is, yes, you can absolutely move towards healthy love, even if you start off in a relationship feeling very anxious or very activated in the beginning. But the minute you start making decisions from this activation, this is when relationships will go sideways. So today we're actually going to address something quite important, which is why intense chemistry often isn't love, what that activation actually is in your body, the roller coaster pattern that you might be familiar with that actually hooks you in, why great men such as yourself are falling into this pattern, how you can tell the difference between love and actual dysregulation, because they often get confused, and how you can begin to make partner choices or choices in dating or choices in women that are going to come from clarity, not from chaos. So let's get into it now. Before we do, if you're brand new to this channel, welcome aboard. My name is Kimberly Hale. I support good-hearted men to attract deeply loving relationships and go on to have fulfilling, loving relationships across time. And I've been doing this for many years now. So this channel talks all about dating and relationships and the psychology of women and communication and online dating and offline dating and all the things you could conceive of running into or having experience with when it comes to women or dating or modern dating apps and things like that. So buckle up and enjoy the ride. And of course, thank you to those that have been watching my channel for some time and supporting it and even supporting this channel before it even came onto YouTube, where I had many, many episodes in audio version across my podcast first. Now, the feeling you think is love, okay? So when a woman is in fact quite unpredictable, or she's inconsistent, or she feels really hard to read, you as an individual human have a nervous system reaction to this. And that probably manifests with, okay, you feel butterflies, like the feeling you would have felt in high school when you saw a woman that you thought was really beautiful or she talked to you, right? But you also might feel quite anxious. You might have this longing for this woman. You have the emotional high that is associated with the attention she gives you, but you also have the emotional crash when there's distance between you and this woman. And it might feel a little bit obsessive at times. Maybe it's not always an obsessive feeling for everybody, but it can bring about fear. It can bring about urgency. Like you feel like you need to see this person, or you need to lock it down, or you need to know what's happening between you two as a couple, or in some cases, some of my clients need to propose to this woman even though they rarely know each other. And it's because this feeling is incredibly powerful and, in fact, very intoxicating. And so your brain is saying, oh my gosh, this is chemistry, this is attraction, this is love. If I'm feeling this elevated feeling that I haven't felt maybe ever or in a long time, we associate that feeling with love. But it's not love. It's actually a stress response. And I know this because this is exactly what my body was doing when I met my partner. I had a lot of anxiety because the relationship started to feel very powerful and very significant for me. And I remember in the early days feeling quite dysregulated. And I remember actually going to a winery with one of my really good friends. We were sitting there and I was not present with her. I could not get this thought of this person out of my head. And it was usurping my experience with my good friend. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, this is love, until I worked with my own coach who reached through the phone and quintessentially bitch slapped me and said, you don't even know enough about this person to be so damn certain. You need to learn to cope with these feelings and slow the F down. And that's ultimately what I'm telling you in this video in some nicer words. And your body is reacting to this uncertainty, this stress response. It's not necessarily intimacy. And that's why this intense spark feels so addictive. It's literally the biology of dysregulation, not actually compatibility. And so what we're talking about here is a bit of an anxious avoidant roller coaster. Now, many of you that might be watching my channel or this video may have actually come across attachment systems. It's become widely popularized in the last few years. Most people will have read some material on understanding maybe what their attachment system is. But we also kind of throw around labels incorrectly a lot of the times too. And sometimes you might even not be truly confident in what your own attachment system is. Oftentimes people think they're totally anxious when in fact they're actually quite avoidant, or maybe you are dismissive avoidant and you have parts of both. But usually we have little bits of all of them in different ways and can be kind of brought out in us depending on who we are in fact getting to know or dating. So of course, just a little background on this, this anxious avoidant roller coaster is going to start for you when this woman is showing interest to you, but then for some reason she pulls away. Now she might pull away because she's busy with her kids, she's busy with her family, she's busy with work, she's busy for some reason that you rationalize as, yeah, this is normal, this makes sense that she can't meet to go on the second or third date because of these totally valid reason. But what happens is she initially showed some interest and then for some rational reason, she's pulled away, right? And then you're thinking, huh, okay, we had a great connection, but she's really busy right now. But you'll get those little messages from her. You'll get those little dopamine hits that are kind of crumbs of warmth. So things that quickly remind you how wonderful that early connection was. But then again, this woman becomes distant. And then again, she circles back. And every time she withdraws from you, it is going to spike your cortisol. It's like you're getting stressed out. And then every time she comes back to you, whether that's in text or a phone call or a quick coffee meeting or whatever she can fit in, that then floods you with dopamine. So you get this high-low cycle that is creating an illusion of a deep connection. But it's not connection. It's your nervous system completely being yanked around by maybe a very beautiful woman. And you're bonding to the roller coaster ride, not actually to the woman herself. And you might have your rationalizations for that. Because, you know, you had a fantastic conversation, you have lots in common, she's really beautiful, you've had a similar upbringing, XXX, you'll have all the reasons why. No, it's because of her, not because of the pattern. But most times it really is because you're bonding to that roller coaster ride. And why is it that many of you good men are actually like falling for this intensity? And I want to speak particularly to the men here that are watching that are divorced or have you know, come out of a long-term relationship. If you haven't dated in a long time, well, this roller coaster, by the way, it might actually feel somewhat familiar to you. And maybe it's because you grew up with a lot of emotional unpredictability in your childhood. So you've associated the feelings of chaos with love or home, which isn't really a good association when you think about it. In fact, it's what's causing probably a lot of problems in modern dating, is because, you know, how we represent ourselves in intimate relationships is often a byproduct of the upbringing we had in homes. And we know that many of us struggle in our childhoods, that many men in the United States in particular are going to grow up with fatherless homes, or we have now homes where mom is working, dad is working, lots of conflict in the house, different political views, different ideologies, a lot of sometimes conflict, which leaves the child feeling, wow, my home is, you know, I know that there's love here, but there's also a lot of unpredictability. And then we start to feel like that's normal, when in fact it's not normal. And what happens as well too, especially for men that I haven't dated in a long time, you guys are like hunters, right? So this, sometimes this chase feels quite validating for you. And you want to win. You want to lock down this woman. You want to know you're the man that changed how she felt about men on the whole. And so the chase actually can feel quite validating for you. When you get that attention from her, it feels like you've earned it. You've done something. There's something inherent in you that's special that has caused you to earn that love. And now you see how we're getting into this transactional type of dynamic where you need to do something in order to get the love. And also, let's be honest, when you have this kind of roller coaster ride of emotions with the women, it is also going to mask the loneliness that you feel. And I have a video just a couple weeks ago that, or I think last week, that I put out on the loneliness that we can feel when we come out of a divorce or the end of a long-term relationship. And this intensity will actually just distract you from a lot of emptiness that you feel. And that's a really visceral, powerful, hard emotion to go through, but it really is a signal for connection, and not just romantic connection. It's a signal for connection on the whole, family, friends, community, etc. And I think it's, if you're feeling that, I'd recommend watching last week's video. Also, why does this happen? Because it mimics, this roller coaster ride does mimic the early romantic excitement. Even though it's not actually much passion, it's stress. There is a difference between seeing a woman consistently, going for dinners, getting freaky in the bathroom, and having all this passion between you, and having a woman distance herself and come back, and distance herself and come back. That's stress, not passion. So oftentimes we're confusing the two, and we're thinking the stress is in fact passion, when it's not. It's just your cortisol going through the roof. And so the other reason why this might be happening to you is because healthy women will feel really unfamiliar to you at first. So if you're used to chaos, calm women will feel really boring to you. They will just feel boring to you. You'll be like, well, she's too available, too predictable, too whatever. And the thing is what you're attracted to isn't the woman, it's the emotional pattern she awakens within you, which is why many men miss out on great women who are willing to be there and be consistent for them when they're caught chasing the one that's creating this roller coaster ride for them. So I want to talk about how to actually know if you're truly feeling activated versus attracted to a woman. And some of the big signs, and you can write them down if this would be helpful for you, is that you're feeling more anxious than you are feeling grounded and calm in the early phases of that relationship. And remember what I said in the beginning of this video, just because you're feeling activated doesn't mean that the relationship doesn't have a possibility, but you need to be aware of what is happening to you so you don't mistake these feelings for something that it's not. So you feel anxious more than you feel grounded. And another way of saying grounded is kind of calm and at peace. You are overthinking everything you text or say to this woman. So you can't figure out how to write her. You need help with every message, or you overthink every message, or you delay sending it because you're trying to get it right. That's not a good thing. If you have to walk on those fine of eggshells in the very beginning, it's not a good sign for you. You also feel really hooked versus comfortable in the dynamic. right? You need her attention to regulate your emotions, which means you're feeling really kind of out of control, or you feel a sense of losing control when you're not with her or not together with her. Like, I hear this a lot from my clients. They're like, oh, I'm really, really anxious, but then when we get together, I'm fine. And I'm like, yeah, I get that. The thing you need to be focusing on is also how you feel when you're not with that person. Because if you're just with somebody for how they make you feel, we're not really setting ourselves up for the kind of romantic success we actually know we want to have. So here's another sign. You'll feel a spike of relief in your body when she responds. You're like, oh my God, okay, yeah, there she is. And I've had this happen with clients where we're in the middle of a session, we're talking about some of the activation they're feeling, the anxiety they feel, and then their phone dings, and they're like, oh, it's her. And I can see, because we have video on our calls, I can see their body changes. It goes from feeling stiff to like, oh, she's there. And then the pull to actually read that message during our sessions is really, really strong, because is it good? Is it bad? I don't know, right? So one of the other things that a lot of men do, and I mean, women do all this stuff too, right? And of course, I'm talking to you guys here, is that you will justify her inconsistency. You'll justify this inconsistency. You'll say, it's because of this, it's because of that. And you'll have really good reasons. You'll have really good rationale for a lot of this. And she'll have really good rationale for a lot of this. Because life comes up and life makes us busy. But the one thing to remember is time is equal for all of us, and where we choose to spend it determines what's important to us. So if she's not choosing to spend it with you and choosing to spend it with work or kids or travel or anything else, it tells her what she is prioritizing. And if it's not you, then it is not a relationship, at least in that spectrum, that's going to be helpful for you. You don't want to be in a relationship where you're constantly trying to fight for someone's attention or time. It's going to lower and harm your self-worth. And that's why the next point is, you'll notice your self-worth rises and falls based on her actions or her warmth or her coldness to you. And you'll also notice that you're pursuing more than she is investing. You pursue more than she gives back, and you feel addicted to that connection. But here's the core truth, right? If you feel a little addicted, it is not love. If you feel safe, it might just be. And so I want to talk a little bit about what real love actually feels like. And a lot of men will say to me, they say, well, I just don't feel the same spark with these other women. And what they mean by other women are healthy women. And of course you don't, because healthy women are not going to activate your nervous system. Healthy love actually feels very steady, very mutual, very reciprocal, quite calm, quite warm. It feels predictable in a comforting way. It feels very grounding. It feels like you have space to breathe, and it feels like you could actually be yourself. So real love feels a lot more like peace than it does panic. But here's the thing. What kind of household did you grow up? Did you grow up in a household where you panicked a lot more? And it's natural why you're associating love with those feelings. And of course, right, if you're used to that chaos, then the feeling of peace feels strange, feels unfamiliar, feels boring. It's like, okay, well, we've had 5 dates and she showed up on time to all of them, and we had a good time, but I haven't felt really stressed out. And so it feels unfamiliar, and you're like, meh, she's probably not the right one for me. But this is actually your body starting to learn what actual intimacy is. And so let's just address for a short moment in this episode how you can begin to break this pattern. And this is where you're going to start to relearn love. And this is something we can do, that I do in much more deeper components with the clients I work one-on-one with. But you need to firstly slow down, because intensity before intimacy is a red flag. Okay, intensity before intimacy is a red flag. You need to watch what your own body is doing, not just outside what everyone else is doing, looking at her behavior, her demeanor. You need to watch what your own body is doing, because there is so much wisdom there. If you're tense, you're activated. If you're at ease, it's a lot more safety. And you can also start to choose consistency over this idea of chemistry. So healthy women will show up predictably over time. Okay? Predictably, consistent. These are words that you might associate with boredom, but are actually the feelings that you want to be looking for. And then, of course, guys, you have to stop chasing those breadcrumbs, right? You have to stop chasing a woman who just drip feeds you attention, enough to kind of keep you hooked, but never enough for you to really know where you stand in the relationship or feel committed. And it's just not going to work for you. And you're going to waste time trying to convince some woman that you're a great guy, and you might lose time. And if you're, you know, if you are a little bit older, you've gone through, you know, a divorce, and you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, you'll also feel this pressure of time, which might change how you show up. And so you don't want to just be, you know, taking little bits of affection from a woman over a year or 2 years, because you are going to then realize and wake up later and realize, you know, why did I waste time with this woman when, you know, maybe I could have even had a loving, healthy relationship. So another tip is to ground yourself with a lot better questions. You want to check in with yourself, and maybe you need to do a practice of, you know, quick journaling after a date or an interaction with a woman to gain some more introspection, such as asking yourself, do I like her or the way she's making me chase, right? Do I feel safe or am I feeling addicted? Would I still find this woman exciting if she was consistent? That's a good one to ask. And then, of course, guys, you just have to start choosing emotionally mature women. And I know a lot of you listening to the show are going to be like, where are these women? They are out there. There are great women out there. And there's a lot of women out there that are going to put you on the roller coaster ride. And so it's up to you to help discern the difference. And that's what women are trying to do towards men. So choosing emotionally mature women, women that are reciprocal, that are warm, that are open, that are available, that are consistent. And that's going to help you understand that early activation doesn't ruin anything, but when you do commit to a woman during this roller coaster phase, or in your mind you've made a commitment to her, it will create the outcome that you fear the most. And this is the part that a lot of men really need to hear. You might feel anxious, right? You might feel activated. You might feel unsure or overwhelmed. It doesn't always mean she's wrong for you, because it's not black and white, but you have to understand that making permanent decisions during this time will be wrong for you. You don't know her yet. Your nervous system doesn't know her yet. You need time to settle before you choose. So let clarity help you choose your relationships, not activation. So if you keep falling for these emotionally unpredictable women, or you keep confusing intensity with intimacy, guys, it doesn't mean that you're broken, right? It's oftentimes a replay of a pattern that you were raised with. It just means that, right, your body has learned an old story that love equals instability. But that is a story that can change, because real intimacy grows with safety, not the chaos, from reciprocity, not the heavy pursuit, from steadiness, not these roller coaster spikes, and from having clarity, not just being activated. So before you dismiss the stable, emotionally healthy woman, before you think that the calmness means there ain't any chemistry here, and before you choose the woman who spikes your anxiety because it feels more intense, think again. What you might be calling boredom might actually be the emotional compatibility that you're truly seeking. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I would love for you to share this with someone who maybe you know is going through this roller coaster and just needs a polite reminder that that might not be the right path for them, or at least it will help them slow down to see the forest for the trees before they commit to going on that roller coaster ride for a lot longer than they anticipate. While it might be exhilarating in the beginning, if you got on a roller coaster at your local fair and you stayed on it for 3 years, you probably would have wished you never got on that ride. So if I can save some of you men from the pain of emotional complex and tiring relationships, then I am doing the mission that I set out to do. So thanks very much for tuning into this week's episode, and look forward to another one next week, guys. Ciao.